So I got a call from an old student. He was stuck on a dryer. No heat, gas dryer. And this was a funny call. I mean, he's been at it 8 years, and I hadn't heard from him for quite a while. But it was really a pleasure to get a call from him and get brought up to date and help him out. So listen to his troubles.
Okay, Dennis. I got an ETAG dryer, dependable care. It's gas. It's natural gas. And when I got here, the igniter would glow and it quick and then no flame. So I put new coils in it, and that didn't help it, so I put a new flame detector there on the side of the can, and that didn't help it.
Well,
at that.
Okay.
So I took the burner off and made sure there wasn't something in the burner tube and or the orifice wasn't plugged, and that was clean. And I put another set of coils in it, and it's
Well, hold up a minute.
Sure.
Do you have gas?
Well, that's I went and got a manometer, and I, you know, took the plug out of the gas valve, and I put my gauge on there. And well, it's natural gas, and she says that her hot water heater is working. Okay, she has a hot water heater that's on gas, and she noticed this problem 2 days ago. So I figured if the gas was out, that you know,
well, I would just break the gas line loose off the valve and turn the valve on, and see if any gas comes out.
Okay.
Sounds to me like it's cut off somewhere.
Yeah, I walked outside and looked at the gas meter, and, you know, everything's on there and nothing's, you know, pinched, you know, the line coming in or anything. But I put the manometer on there, and when I started up, it sits there and it slowly builds pressure, and when the igniter first comes on, it jumps up to about 5 inches.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it clicks, you know, when normally the flame would start, the pressure goes right down to zero. Like there's no pressure there.
There's no gas. It's shut off, buddy. Go find where it's shut off.
Yeah. I don't know where, though, for who would have done it. Okay.
And some mysterious cutoff that somebody turned, and you don't know about it. I'd ask about somebody else working in the house. That's what happened.
Okay. I'll check that then. Hey, how are you doing anyway?
I'm doing fine. How's your business doing?
Been doing really, you know, it's
8 years, huh?
Yeah, it's just been a one-man business. I started from scratch with your course, and I went and I actually bought the business from a guy, bought his phone number, and I worked with him for 2 months, and been on my own ever since. It's been balls to the wall.
So it's a success story, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's great.
You know, I don't advertise, you know, because I love